Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
And tell me your name and what you do.
Don Kingsborough. I'm head of global retail, business development, and corporate development at PayPal.
All right. So you were one of the co-leaders of this panel today. So how do you feel like it went? What did you learn today?
You know, it was really interesting debate. I think, for me, the concept of essentially an academic model that gets applied into business was an interesting reminder for me that, you know, you should go back to basics sometimes and not get so caught up in the daily hectic pace that you have. And so it was a reminder to me that there is a method to the madness, and we should, you know, remind ourselves of that. The second thing that I learned is the panel, there are a lot of different opinions in one regard. In the other regard, I saw the panel sort of coalescing on some themes that I think were really important about how do you change the consumer, how does infrastructure at retail get changed, what's going to cause the consumer to adopt, how do you get multiple things in a wallet that gives the consumer a reason to do things. I think there were these common themes that everyone did agree on, and so I do see really a much more straightforward path that will lead this industry in a very similar way.
I very much enjoyed the PayPal video, and I related to the character in it. But I remember, so I'm a PayPal user. I'm a really active PayPal user, actually. But I tried to buy gas at a Cumberland Farms with my PayPal, and it wouldn't work. No matter what I did, the machine couldn't read it. They couldn't help me in the store. I got mad. I never tried to use PayPal mobile payments again because it was too frustrating. And I think that's probably an issue you face with a lot of people. If it's not easy the first time, they never want to do it again.
Yeah.
So how much of what I'm looking at in that video is the future of PayPal, and how much of it is the present of PayPal? Like when I could, you know, go to stores and really have it be that easy.
I'm sorry you had the experience at Cumberland, although I would tell you Cumberland was a test market for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so part of what you do when you're trying to change technology is you have to test and learn. And so, you know, we don't do it a lot. We weren't doing it with thousands and thousands of people. And so, one, I apologize.
It's okay. I still use PayPal. Still a fan.
Second, what you saw in the video is really technology that's going to get rolled out in the next 12 months. So it's not a long time away, but we're still at the beginning of it.
Okay. I'm a merchant. Why do I want to have a PayPal beacon in my store? What's the value added for the merchant? I know what it's the value added for me. I don't have to take my wallet out anymore.
Yeah. Value added for the merchant is it allows you to do really customized service. You get to know who the customer is. You can help them in unique ways. If they are one of your best customers, you might be able to give them things that you might not give just someone walking in for the first time. So you're able to differentiate. The big issue is you're able to communicate things that the consumer thinks is important to them as opposed to just a general message that you give. And that personalization aspect, I think, is what the consumer looks for. It also allows the consumer to understand how they might save money in that shopping trip. So all of those things are things that I think will make this successful.
And last question. A lot of different types of consumers in the world. So when you're trying to address consumer needs, how do you think about that when, you know, there are as many consumer needs pretty much as there are consumers?
Yeah. I think that you, for our standpoint, is you have to enable the technology, and then you have to have the consumer be able to personalize the applications or the services that they want. So you have this base technology that then allows consumers to do what is important to each consumer individually.
All right. And last question. How are you enjoying IP 2014 this year?
This is one of my favorite places to come. That's why I come back every year. When Karen called this year, I actually had a couple of things going the same week. And once she called, I changed my plans, and because it's one of my favorite things to do.
Well, that's what we like to hear. I will let you go eat some lunch.
Thank you.